This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Good morning. Another week of difficult bargaining lies ahead for the White House and congressional Republicans. The deadline for raising the debt ceiling is now a little over 2 weeks away. And even though some possible paths to a deal have been floated by the Republican leaders, it's not at all clear the votes would be there for passage. A recent poll from the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press and the Washington Post says the public is closely divided on what the risks are in this debt limit debate. The poll also shows that a substantial number of people are not confident they understand the consequences of failing to raise the debt limit. Andrew Cohut is president of the Pew Research Center. Andy, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be with you, Linda.
Now, you had a survey at the end of May and then another one, which was earlier this month, on what the American people think ought to happen in this debt limit debate. And in the interval between the end of May and early July, opinions appear to have changed.
They sure have. In May, by a margin of 48 to 35, people thought the greater risk was raising the ceiling that would lead to a greater debt. And a smaller number, the 35, thought that the greater risk was that we'd go into default if the ceiling is not raised. But almost all of the change over that period came from political independents.
Now, if that's the case, if independents are now concerned about default and are sort of bringing this whole concern close to a tie in public opinion, how are politicians going to read that?
Well, independents decide elections. So right now they're pretty evenly divided as opposed to being more concerned about raising the debt. And if they go further in either direction, there's some political risks for the two sides.
One of the things that happened when the president had a news conference on Friday, he was basically asked if he should have been selling his approach harder to the American people. Here's what he said.
This is not an issue of salesmanship to the American people. The American people are sold. The American people are sold. I just want to repeat this.
The political debate would have been different. You had Republican support on it.
Chuck,
on Coburn. You had Republican senators signed on it.
Chuck, you have 80% of the American people who support a balanced approach.
Balanced approach, the president means, is cutting spending and raising revenues at the same time to create the compromise that would permit the Republicans to go ahead and vote for the debt ceiling to go up. But is he right?
Well, that's what our polling shows. 20% saying it should be only cutting programs, 6% saying it should be primarily tax cuts or only tax cuts, but 64% say it should be a combination of both. There's no public support for one way on this issue. And when you get 64% saying both, that means there are many Republicans expressing that view. It's not just Democrats and independents.
Even for those people who very strongly believe that the American government is too big and it spends too much money, are very reluctant to see any kind of substantial cuts come to the big entitlement programs, like Medicare, for example. Which is a very, very expensive program and is one of the places where the president has said that cuts would have to come in a balanced approach.
Yeah, there's a 2-to-1 margin overall about preserving the benefits for these entitlement programs, Medicare and Social Security, is more important than reducing the deficit. This comes at a time when the public is very concerned about the deficits. They don't say this lightly. Among Republicans overall, you have a little majority saying, well, it should be the deficit should take higher priority. But when you unpack the Republicans, you realize that it's the affluent Republicans, Republicans who earn $70,000 or more, who say the deficit should take priority. Less affluent Republicans and independents who lean Republican go the other direction. What they say is, no, don't touch those entitlements, even though in other questions, these people are deficit hawks.
Where do the American people think the cuts should come if there are cuts?
Well, many of them, if not most of them, think the cuts should come from those programs that are wasteful or from fraud and abuse. And when we test a whole range of problems, we get relatively few where people say, yeah, we can live with that sacrifice. So this problem is going to be solved in spite of public opinion, not with the blessing of public opinion, and it becomes a question of what can you get the American public to accept with respect to many of these programs that they feel very committed to. And that's a dicey game.
Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.